Segment 2, Lesson 5. Before we begin, let's recap what we learned in Lesson 4. Essentially, the main purpose of Lesson 4 was to establish a connection to the parts of us that show up when we're in a self-sabotaging, fearful or overly negative, or critical frame of mind that keeps us stuck or repeating patterns. Remember, Envision is being taught to you now as an extra tool for your coaching skill set. When a client is in a debilitating emotional state of mind and emotion, you can't help them move forward. Unless they're coming to you specifically for you to heal their emotions, you may not be adequately equipped to deal with some of the more challenging narratives your client may be dealing with. Prolonged states of depression and anxiety, suicidal thoughts, PTSD, and various other intense states of challenging pathological emotions may be better served by a trained professional such as a psychotherapist licensed to help in these cases. And this is where there's a gray line between coaching and therapy. Without a doubt, there are therapeutic values to coaching with Envision, but it's important to remember coaching is a supportive outcome-driven process, less focused on healing the whys than allowing the client distance from the challenging pattern and providing them with an empowerment strategy to move closer to their goal. Although there is new content coming for a deeper look at working with the challenger, for now, in this Envision basic training, we're only interested in identifying the voice, seeing the image, and the pattern that it reinforces. The goblin, once illuminated, is no longer disowned, although disempowered in its reinforcement of the deformed, and it still has a lot of energy to be used in more supportive and creative ways. The best thing you can do for your client is to help them gain perspective on their challenging patterns. Give them the tools that will help them help themselves through their own gathering awareness. The coach doesn't do it for the client. We hold space for transformation. Working with Envision, again, is truly like being an epiphany midwife. So once we've practiced moving the client and yourself out of an emotional challenge, you've freed up so much energy. What now? From challenger to ally. Now we'll talk about how to turn your goblin into a useful ally. We've all been taught to suppress our challenging emotions. Culture decides what's appropriate or not, so much so that we all have a tendency to demonize the more difficult emotions and make only the positive, happy ones valuable. Yet, there are positive actions and ways to turn our disowned selves into valuable allies and assets. Once we can accept them, we can integrate them and live our lives in a manner of wholeness. I know there's a lot of material out there on mastering our emotions, but that's an implication of control. Managing them is more like stewardship. We allow them all to exist. We don't deny any of them. We give them all a voice. We take them all out of the shadows. And with Envision, all of them have a form that we can have a dialogue with. Every part of us counts and can be valuable. Emotions are generally represented as the water element in most traditions that seek to explain the constellation of parts that make up the human whole consciousness model. Water is all about flow and can take so many different forms, changing from ice to snow to rain to hail to steam, etc. That means all emotions must be allowed to flow, lest they be distorted and repressed, only to flood us with a destructive tidal wave later. Each time you identify a goblin, that part of you can lead you home to retrieve a lost part of you. Once freed, accepted, and loved, then challenging states of mind like recurring anger can be harnessed and grounded to set healthy boundaries for self-protection, for example, and shame can lead to accountability and forgiveness. The goblin has a birth moment, and as soon as you recognize this character, hear what it has to say, you also have a clue to disengage from the repetition, assess what is true or not, and make strong, effective choices. Questions like, am I now when I listen to this challenger? Or, am I some when long ago? What did I not learn then? What became my truth? Is this true now? What part of me believes my unworthiness, for example? A good example is how art is often driven by suffering and revolution rather than complacency and comfort. So we never say that a challenging emotion or a state of mind that is difficult has no value. Many songwriters will tell you they have a hard time writing music when they're happy. I know my best work was channeled when I was in the most pain, grieving for something lost or looking at these disowned parts of myself and allowing them to share through my music. And this is a good example of how to turn your goblins into allies. Challengers need a voice, and giving them something creative through which to express themselves is incredibly powerful. So at this stage of lesson five, rather than discuss any more theory, I'm going to begin inviting you into a series of home play exercises that will bring you into a new understanding of how to work with the final question, who am I listening to, learn a reframing technique, and meet a wonderful cast of characters, your allies. Enjoy the home play. These are exercises to do for yourself, and then once you've personally experienced it, to practice with a study partner as a client. I'm sure you'll be amazed at the shift you can support your client in as well for yourself.